This is 33.3 FM. I'm DJ Ma. Hewa. Blowing in with Tisa News. Today, rain duties hold Harambe for new wings. Air traffic is unexpectedly heavy. And Dr. Kaliang tries to find out why some people's feet smell much worse than others.
Wow, 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 wow.
Our top story is the Jabali and Sauti exclusive. Our favorite young detectives have done it again. The fearless Jabali and musical Sauti have solved yet another impossible case. The mystery of the floating people.
Hiya!
And now for a fun fact. Did you know that human beings can smell at least 1 trillion different types of smells?
Yeah!
How many zeros in a trillion? 12. What can you smell around you right now? To the main story. It was an early morning during the cold season of Tisa when a strong perfume spread into Tisa.
What's that smell?
Sauti asked, sniffing the air.
What a strong perfume!
Jabali replied. The cats floated up first. Then Ivy, the dancing cow. Before Jabali and Sauti could figure out where the perfume came from, they floated up too.
What's happening?
Sauti yelled. Jabali called out.
Gravity should be keeping us on the ground. Where has gravity gone?
Gravity!
There is gravity,
said Sauti. She pointed down at Tisa.
Yes,
said Jabali.
I can see Bibi sitting on a chair, drinking her tea as if nothing is happening. I can also see Juma,
said Sauti.
He is reading a book as if it is a normal day. Didn't the two of them complain of a cold yesterday?
Asked Jabali.
Yes, so did Dr. Kaliang. And look, he's not floating either.
Achoo!
Our nose gets blocked when we catch a cold. Jabali and Sauti realized why some people were not floating.
Their noses are blocked, so they can't smell the perfume. Aha!
They both said. The wind blew. Everybody held hands, terrified they would be blown apart. Everyone was afraid of being up so high, except for Jabali, who isn't afraid of anything.
To get down, we need to overcome the smell of the perfume,
said Jabali. Sauti scratched her hair. She was thinking hard. Finally, she got a solution.
Give me one of your socks,
Sauti told Jabali. Jabali, grumbling, took off his shoe and his sock. He handed it to Sauti. Sauti held it against her nose. Her face wrinkled in disgust. But she started going down. She threw the sock to Jabali and told him to smell it. Jabali smelled his dirty sock. As he floated down, he threw it to the person next to him. That is how everyone came back down to the ground.
My dirty sock will protect us,
said Jabali. He held it up so that its smell could blow all over Tisa and ward off the scent of the perfume. When Sauti realized that it was Bibi who had bought a new perfume and worn it, she sealed it back in its bottle. She dug a hole in the ground and covered it up. Now that there was no more danger of people floating, Jabali rushed to his house and washed his socks clean.
Woohoo!
And that is how our resident detectives Jabali and Sauti solved the mystery of the floating people. Signing out from 33.3 FM in Tisa, I've been yours, DJ Ma. Hey, wow. Blowing in with the news.